Welcome to your daily devotional, June 24th. Listen to Hezekiah, 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 31. It reads, "Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, make peace with me by a present and come out to me, and every one of you eat from his own vine and every one from his own fig tree, and every one of you drink the waters of his own cistern." The fierce nation of Assyria had established itself as a regional power in that day, in the 8th century, that is the 700s BC. Assyria had taken the northern 10 tribes of Israel into captivity and had exacted tribute upon the other two tribes, Judah and Benjamin. Yet under King Hezekiah, these two tribes still held Jerusalem as their sovereign capital. The king of Assyria sent dignitaries to demand the total subjection of the king, the people, and the city. Now Hezekiah was a godly king, one of the few found in this period of Israel's history, and a man of prayer. He had resolved to turn the matter over to God, and having done so, received a great deliverance for himself, the city, and the nation. For a fuller understanding of this, read in its entirety 2 Kings chapters 18 and 19. But these words in our text were spoken in the hearing of the people, right in the midst of the trial, and they were afraid. "Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, make peace with me by a present and come out to me, and every one of you eat from his own vine and every one from his own fig tree, and every one of you drink the waters of his own cistern." I'm sure many of them were considering giving up in the face of what seemed like at best a difficult battle, and at worst a humiliating defeat. It is often in the times of greatest weakness that we are tempted to make peace with the enemy. We may be tempted to compromise with the worldly crowd, knowing that we face social or familial consequences if we stand for our faith, for our King. But behold, we serve one greater than Hezekiah, for we serve King Jesus. It may seem like life will be better and go smoother if we just accept the terms of peace that the world offers. But in fact, it will lead only to bondage to sin. And none of the rosy promises will come through in the end, for they have been put forth through the influence of the father of lies. Hezekiah had a better way, to pray and seek the guidance and deliverance of the Lord. Maybe you have heard some preacher or godly person and were cut to the heart. But the worldly wise man came along and said, "Do not listen to Hezekiah." But I say to you, listen to the one who gives counsel to take matters to the Lord in prayer and responds with godly fortitude. I say, listen to Hezekiah.